What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's quick video is going to be titled Eating the Best Food in My Life. Thanks to everybody on MGTOW TV, in particular Shane, for giving me all these recipes and ingredients to use. So what you guys see before you is what I think is a masterpiece. The food really tastes good. I got the usual chicken over there. I put some seasoning on it. And over here, guys, that's where I got most of the information from you guys, especially Shane. I got the sauce, the pasta sauce I got plain, because that's pretty much what they had, really, other than bologna, which not going to eat the pork. So I made my own vegetables, as you guys can see, carrot, celery, spinach in there somewhere, potatoes. Guys, I have to admit, this is probably the best food I've ever eaten in my life, you know. Now, I've been all over the world, man. I never had food this good in America. I'm probably sure I could probably whip up something like this in Colombia. You know, but there's really something about European food that makes it stand out tasty. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the oil, maybe it's a balsamic vinegar, maybe it's a butter. Maybe it's honey, which is probably imported from Kazakhstan, but there's really something about European food that just gives it that extra pizzazz. You know, they say French food is the best food in the world. Maybe it's the recipes you guys gave me. When I go to Colombia, God willing, I'm gonna try to mimic what I did here over in Colombia. But yeah, guys, the food I'm tasting today, I mean, you got sweet. You got a little bit on the sour side. You got sweet and sour over here. That's whole grain mustard seeds. You got the rye bread. You got the butter over there. You know, over there you got the butter. You got the honey over there. I'm telling you guys, this is like a big old... you got so many tastes going on, man. You can dip the bread in here. That's going to give you one taste. You can take a spoonful or a forkful of this stuff over here. Kind of tasty. And then you can use the bread, dip it in the butter. Then you dip it in the honey. I'm telling you guys. This is like the best food ever. And it's so cheap. So fucking cheap, man. I mean, this food over here, guys, everything you see, probably on, if I was to do this on a daily basis, I would say this food probably cost me no more than $8. If I was to replicate this on a daily basis, like make sure I got honey, make sure I got whole grain, make sure I got the vegetables, I would say everything you guys see here today, probably would be no more than $8. So, oh yeah, also got some onion as well. That gives it a taste. I also got some garlic in there somewhere. So, I just want you guys out there to understand, man, that if you cook your own shit, you can really do a masterpiece of food for very cheap and very quick. It took me probably like 20 minutes to get all this available, like 20 minutes. And I have to admit, you know, I like going to the markets. I like going to the store to buy my shit, you know. I could probably do this in America, but for some reason, I don't think that the food in America tastes anywhere as good as the food here in Europe, or even in Colombia for that particular matter, or even in Mexico for that particular matter. So you guys tell me, let me know, does European food have a certain je ne sais pas, or whatever they pronounce it? Or is it because you guys on MGTOW TV gave me a lot of good ingredients and recipes to work with and we made it super? So anyway, guys, talk to you in the comment section. Bye.